You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. CITR.ca is where you can get us on the internet. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben. I will be with you for the next little bit. If you're tuning in to listen to a live set from the band Love Goon, unfortunately, that has to be rain checked, postponed. We'll try to get the band in at a different time. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, the band cannot make it on the show tonight. So for me, or for you, it's going to be me playing a couple songs for a little bit for the next half an hour or so, really. It's going to give you a little taste of what's going on. So one of the things that's kind of blown up in an interesting way is there's a band from Vancouver, Gal Grayson, which is the project of Patrick Garrity. He has, friends of the show, has played on this program many times, including a recent one from a couple years ago. There's a video on our YouTube channel with Gal Grayson. The band, Gal Grayson, has posted a tweet on the Twitter account. And it's just the tweet is just him commenting on playing a little clip from of a song. It's an alternative recording of a song called The Jones Girl, and it's a 1956 song from a group called the Five Satins. And basically, there's a little video of a little clip of the song featuring like a saxophone solo, and Gal Grayson just commented saying that this is absolutely the worst solo I've ever heard in my by any instrument. Kind of just I feel like it's a pretty basic tweet, but kind of blown up because as of right now, as of today, how many people? There's like it's been commented on 3,000 times. It has been retweeted 28.8K times, so almost 29,000 times. It's been liked on Twitter 132K, so 132,000 likes, and it's still going. I'm like looking at the tweet now, and the counter is just going up and up and up, which is fine. Cool. I was pretty sure that Gal Grayson went from like maybe a couple hundred followers now to 1,000. Like if you look at his some of his previous tweet has maybe like one like or two like, went from that to 132K likes and a million comments. Actually, Gal Grayson or Patrick sort of just mentioned that a lot of people commenting, but a lot of them are just commenting on that untitled goose game. There's a game that just came out recently, a video game, and it's a goose running around a town harassing people. People are really enjoying it, that game. So, anyways, Gal Grayson had a new record or cassette that just came out recently. Or is it? It's a record, actually, because I remember seeing it. It's a record that came out recently. I'm going to play a song from that record. The record is called Fantasy Gardens. It is named after the famous Fantasy Gardens in Richmond, British Columbia. This is a song from Gal Grayson called She's the Queen on CITR 101.9 FM.
Kiss on her TV. That's a kiss stick.
That is a new one from Louise Burns from an album that is going to come out later in this year, November 8th. It's going to be called Portraits. Louise Burns from Vancouver. That is a song called Cry. I think she's just releasing a song every few weeks as a teaser, as a little appetizer for the release of the new record. And all the song has been fantastic that I've heard. Before that, you heard some Gal Grayson with a song called She's the Queen off the record Fantasy Gardens. New one from Gal Grayson. You can get the record at all the finer record stores everywhere in Vancouver, I am certain. Talking about Louise Burns, there is a VIFF just started tonight. I think today is the opening gala party celebration tonight. And VIFF goes on for the next is it 1 week or 2 weeks? Something like that. I think it's 2 weeks. Anyways, a lot of events happening. Should go check it out. I'm going to go see some shows, some movies, film. I think next Tuesday or Monday plus. There is a special edition of VIFF happening, a special event, I think, on Sunday. They are doing a live score of the movie This Is Spinal Tap. So that's happening, yes, this Sunday, 7 o'clock at the Rio Theater. What's going to happen is, they're going to play the movie, and a band is going to play some of the songs, including, Stonehenge. So tonight I'm going to rock you tonight. Yeah, it's going to be fun. And so it should be a very, very exciting, and Louise Burns will be playing or singing in the band that is doing the Spinal Tap song covers, scoring the record. So yeah, Louise Burns, joined by Jody Glenham, which is also has played on a show back in the days. Catherine Hiltz, which played in Hot Panda, and Aya Tessa Mabel, who's a guitarist from Calpurnia, and Adam Fink, which is a drummer in many bands, actors, and also has drummed in bands that played on the show in the past. So yeah, should be a lot of fun. Go check out the show. Yeah, should be very interesting. I wonder how, I'm excited to check that out. All right, this is CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. If you're just tuning in, unfortunately, the live band tonight isn't able to make it, so it is just canned music for tonight. We'll try to get Love Goon back on the program. Oh, sorry, not back on the program, I guess, on the program for the first time in a future date. Stay tuned for that information. You can always go to radiohell.ca and get the upcoming schedule and everything, although I probably should log in and get rid of some of the scheduling older lineups in the webpage. Anyways, enough of me talking. We have also on the YouTube channel, you can check out videos from Gal Grayson I was talking about. I think we finally got a URL, like the address, internet address. Used to be like youtube.com/XYJ123KKY or something like that, like a long string. And now it's youtube.com/live from Thunderbird Radio Health -CITR101.9 or something. It's a really long, ridiculous thing, but at least it says the name of the show on there. All right, I should need to stop talking now. I'm going to play more music. So there is, how long ago? Like 11 years ago, Monk Erie, Phil Elvum, teamed up with Julie Durand. They have an album called Lost Wisdom. It's sort of a collab project of songs. And the duo has returned for a kind of a sequel, at least in name only, though. There's going to be a new record coming out from them called Lost Wisdom Part 2. And it's going to have 8 new songs from Elvrum, and recorded a track with the help of Julie Durand. And so the album touches, just kind of reading the release here, talks about, Phil's wife passed away 2 years ago. And he also, so there's the songs about that or touch on the topic on that. And also Phil was married briefly to Michelle Williams, which I sort of forgot about. Michelle Williams, an actress. He was in Dawson's Creek, I think, and also the Manchester by the Sea, various things. So yeah, they got married and separated. I didn't even know that. I knew they got married, but I didn't know they were separated. Anyways, I'm going to play a song. The track has been released from this soon-to-be-released record. The album comes out on the same date as the Louise Byrne album on November 8th. I'm going to play the first track that is released from the album. It's called Love Without Possession. Also, reminder, or they just announced that they're going to be playing in Vancouver. So Mount Erie and Julie Durand tour dates starts in Vancouver on November the 30th at the Christ Church Cathedral. And then it goes all the way on to Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, Minnesota, Chicago, Columbus, Toronto, Boston, Brooklyn, Philadelphia, ends in Washington, D.C. If you're in all those cities, please check him out. All right, this is the song Love Without Possession, Mount Erie featuring Julie Durand on CITR.
Mm-hmm. in anguish.
Love that doesn't die.
Magma embroidering.
Love, a small word unable to hold. Well, we stretch at its meaning. I thought I had. This love has no recipient, but still lies there smoldering. Indifferent stars in the night sky, watch me while I churn. Still holding this love for you, without a thing to do, but try to live in liberation without a home in your life or heart, without a shelter at all. Exposed and burning still, this unattended fire, for no one emanates. A wasted warmth on the wind, pushing against the edges of what it means to give. Lost wisdom in sparks that rise and die. Even if I never get to see you again, I'll know that when we collided, we both broke each other open. Rose petals were blustering, and I'm determined still to hold this open door. Even now as it devastates, I wake up gasping in the void again.
Speak sky, low breath.
University can be challenging. Fortunately, there are resources on campus that can help you overcome any obstacle you might be facing, be it mental health, academics, finances, spirituality, sexual health, or something else. You can learn about all of these resources on campuslightbox.ca, created by UBC students for UBC students. Browse, filter, or search to find the unique path to your well-being. Campus Lightbox, your guide to well-being.
We're rising and we're not going to stop rising until climate is treated like the emergency that it is.
This Friday, UBC students, staff, and faculty will be walking out of classrooms and offices in a strike for climate action. The UBC Climate Strike will rally outside the AMS Nest before moving to the general climate strike at Vancouver City Hall, where it joins in solidarity with thousands of other protesters from across the city. To join in, meet outside the MS Nest at 11 a.m. on Friday, September 27th. A reminder that this event is taking place in the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
I know that you're out there, I know you wanna play. I'm never gonna stop you, I'll get you to continue to hear someone tell you that your songs are worth a listen. It's impossible in this town, I'm pretty sure it still is. If there never was an Ida, would it have done before the summer? I would have told Mark and Eric all this hard work wasn't worth it. If there never was a Donna, my singing days would have been numbered. Would have stuck to teaching others, I would have stuck to doing covers. I let a song into this world, just a little melody and words trembled here right before my eyes. Tell me, how can this song survive? I let a song into this world, just a little memory and words trembled here right before my eyes. Tell me, how can this song survive?
Quizrific, song called Ida from the record called Treats. So I saw Ida Nilsson, also known as Great Oneida, in the past, played a set at the Wise Hall Lounge yesterday. It was fantastic. Just thought I would say that. And that's pretty much it for me playing music on this show. I'm going to now move over to just play a quick replay of the band, the act, Emmett Hall's Revere, played on the show back in May of this year, 23rd. It was a good time. Everyone had a great time. And this is what it sounded like.